I'm almost certain there wasn't supposed to be any black company left after Digigore, except for Lady. She was the only one who was supposed to survive, and her number was supposed to be up when the Stranglers took our baby. I considered that. If that guy Rom hadn't fallen for Lady, that would have been the end of everything. Kina would have had her Daughter of Night over on this side, and the Year of the Skulls beginning to unfold without anyone to interfere. I looked interested. That was easy. I was. I wanted him to keep going. Before he finished, I might actually have some idea why he did everything he did. He said, the wild cards messed up Kina's hand. Wild cards, you mean Soul Catcher? She's the biggest. But there's Howler, and there was Shifter, and there's still Shifter's apprentice out there somewhere. All of them not part of the plan. It was a hypothesis. It was well beyond any thinking I'd done, or in a different direction. You be careful, Mergen. Stay in close touch with your feelings. Don't let the ghost walking seduce you. This thing manipulates us through our emotions. Why should I worry? I just write stuff down. His response was cryptic. The Standard Bearer could be more important than the Daughter of Night before this is all over. How's that? He changed the subject. You looked for the Four Valaka lately? He meant the shapeshifter trapped in animal form, the apprentice he'd mentioned a moment ago. I thought about it, told him. I've looked a few times, but haven't seen it since I doubled back on the massacre at Vednabota. I see. No hurry, but when you get a chance, find out where she is now. We couldn't be so lucky that she's gotten herself killed. Oh, she hasn't. One Eye says she's right out there in the wilds, following us. We were talking about her the other night. He's convinced her only reason for living is to get even with him for killing Shifter before he taught her how to change back. Crooker chuckled. Yeah, poor old boy. One of these days he's going to discover that he isn't the center of the universe. May all our surprises be pleasant ones, and all of Mogaba's surprises real gut-rippers. He chuckled again, wickedly. As he climbed down from the wagon, he said, "Almost showtime." He did see warfare more in terms of showmanship than in those of deadly games. Chapter 21. Once again I fluttered around Mogaba's head. Me, Mergen, Angel of Espionage. Howler and Long Shadow had arrived soon after dawn. They believed it would take both their concerted efforts to keep Lady from ripping Mogaba a new poop chute. Lady's powers seemed to swell as she moved farther south. An idea hit like religious epiphany. I knew the fear that haunted the captain. He suspected that Lady had regained her powers by making a pact with Kina. I've suspected that myself, off and on. The way sorcery works, the way I understood it, her loss of powers during the Battle of the Barrowland should have been irreversible. It had to do with some unfathomable mystical gobbledygook about true names. Goonie mythology contained numerous stories about how gods and demons and devils went around hiding their true names in rocks or trees or grains of sand on the beach so their enemies wouldn't be able to glom onto them and gain a hold.